Bickley and Murata. Mock My World.
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me? Stop it. You just didn't do it again.
Are you mocking me?
Real quick, want to get this out there before we get into Mock My World, and we'll dive into this a little deeper at 11:45. But first place I saw it was Aaron Wilson, who's pretty dialed in as an NFL writer for the Houston Chronicle.
And Adam Schefter is confirming
it. He's confirmed it. But the tweet that I have from Aaron Wilson in front of me, Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray meeting on the Oklahoma campus with Cardinals GM Steve Keim and coach Cliff Kingsbury, according to a league source. Schefter's confirmed it.
And Schefter added the last line, "Let the speculation continue."
They do have the number one overall pick.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to meet with some prospects. All right, it's Mock My World in honor of the massive payday that Mike Trout got today.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little fun.
We always have a little fun. At least I do.
Our basis for Mock My World is we will each draft a team. That's Dan Bickley, Eric Cohen, Jarrett Carlin, and myself. Of four famous figures with animals in their names.
Fictional, non-fictional, both?
I think real people.
Okay.
And we're going to have to, I think, go case by case on whether or not nicknames are used.
Don't like it, but okay, I'll go with you on that.
Okay. So, best animal-named people in society that are famous. We got a draft
order,
Jared.
Celebrities with animal surnames.
Yes. Yeah.
Or first names. Yes.
Okay.
So, yes, Dan, Eric, Vince, me. Dan, the defending champion.
Wow.
Now you beat me last week.
Okay. Put me down for Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that pick coming.
I appreciate that, Vic. You left Mike Trout for me, so I'll take Mike Trout.
Wow. Mike Trout off the board. We're going athlete heavy first. Where am I going to go? I'm going to go with one of the great skateboarders of all time.
Oh, God.
Tony Hawk.
Nice. Had that written down, too.
Thank goodness. I did not think he would be here, but I will go with Larry Bird for my first pick.
Yeah, overrated.
And then one of my all-time favorite actors, Michael J. Fox.
Ah, that's the one I wanted next. Hmm. Oh, where am I going to go now? I'm going to go with one of the great comic minds of all time, who shares his first name with a type of bird, Robin Williams.
Oh, okay.
Great pick.
I hadn't thought of that.
Very good.
A lot better than my first pick.
I mean, Tony Hawk, one of the most influential media people, business people, athletes. Yeah,
sure. Eric?
These are people named after animals. Snoop Dogg. Does he count?
His name is Calvin Broadus.
But almost universally known as Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. I think we have to allow it.
I'll allow it.
All right. Snoop Dogg it is. Looks like a young Snoop Dogg.
Thank you.
Dan, back-to-back picks for you.
Okay.
He looks like a young Snoop Dogg.
He really does.
Okay, give me Russell Crowe.
Oh, good one.
And Jake Lamb.
Wow, it's a little high.
I didn't even think of Jake Lamb.
Whatever. I don't care. You don't have to critique my pick.
Yeah, we do.
Okay?
I don't care about
your team.
That's how
you
we
don't
diminish.
Hear me ripping into your
that's
team.
That's how we influence the voters.
You've won like two of the last 3 weeks.
Yes.
Right? That's how we influence the voters?
You need to be stopped.
What terrible picks by all of you.
Yeah, thanks.
Right.
All right. Here's a terrible pick.
Oh, that's a little high for him, says the guy who has one career victory.
All right. You're up, Eric.
All right, only because he's my favorite all-time baseball player. And another fellow fishman, Tim Salmon.
Okay.
Wow, you're going angels heavy.
Yes. All right, Vinny?
Megan Fox.
Pretty good.
Very nice.
One of the all-timers.
Nice pick or... Okay, never mind, Jared.
All right, I got my last two picks here. I'm going Cat Stevens. Although he changed his name.
That's not even his name anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yusuf Islam or something.
Yeah, did he really?
Yeah.
Wow. And then I'm going to go B. Arthur.
That is the most all-time Jared pick.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm an eclectic team.
I love that pick.
All right, your last pick, Vinny.
Where am I
going to
go?
What was Newt Gingrich taking, Jared? Sorry.
I'm going to go Sheryl Crow.
That's a good one.
I don't like my team.
Okay, good. All right, Eric, your last pick.
Well, Paul Bissonnette. That means
what?
Small bison, right?
It does it really?
I don't know.
Stop
that's
it.
Fine. Let him
I
have it. Let
all
him.
No,
there's
just your
there's one S in bison, and there's two in Bissonnette.
That's just ridiculous.
Okay, okay.
You're kicked
this
out of the game.
Easy.
Get Burnsy. Where's Burnsy at?
You love B. Arthur, but not Bissonnette.
Come on, there's got to be a third Angels player named after a fish.
You know what? Tommy Bass. No.
Garrett the Fish Anderson.
Kevin Bass.
Give me a seal. Keep it easy.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sure okay. That's his real name.
But that's...
I know.
Yeah. All right, last pick.
So does Flea count?
Flea, yeah. Absolutely.
Put him out.
I couldn't even tell you his real
Red
name.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's a good one.
Thank I don't you. Know Flea's first name either.
Lance Bass, not taken.
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls, not taken.
Jamie Foxx.
Matt Hawk.
The Dalai Lama not taken.
Ooh. That's
so
funny.
I jumped ship in Hong Kong. So I said, look, hey, Lama, how about a little something,
you know for the effort.
For the effort.
Would you have accepted Benicio Del Toro?
Yes, I would have.
You would have?
Toro is
Yeah, but Del
Spanish.
Toro of bull.
But no, it's still bull.
This is all bull. That's
it is all Del Toro.
Yeah, this,
all
right. We should have went with our first category idea.
No, this is good.
This is a good one.
Not for me.
All right.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Bick's got Tiger Woods, Russell Crowe, Jake Lamb, and Flea. Eric's got Mike Trout, Snoop Dogg, Tim Salmon, and Steele. I've got Tony Hawk, Robin Williams, Megan Fox, Sheryl Crow. You guys are all sexist except for Jarrett. We're the only ones that picked women. And Jarrett's got Larry Bird, Michael J. Fox, Cat Stevens, and B. Arthur.
B. Arthur.
Even though it's spelled B-E-A.
I know.
Well,
but, you know. Yes. We'll get the graphic up and you determine who wins our nonsense category of best celebrities with animal names here on Bickley and Murata 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.